Yo, it is Jocko Tuesday. We're going to tell you what that means in just a second. Yesterday was incredibly, I won't say overwhelming, and we're going to get a little word from Darren Doan on why the savages are getting more savage. Let's go.
Everywhere I go, the people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare when they see me. If
instead of once. All right, there's too much to talk about to let that music roll so long. We're all fired up, as you can tell. It's Jocko Tuesday. Let me tell you what's up. You want to know what's good, Ben Hadley? I'm going to tell you what's good. Jocko Tuesday is good because Jocko Willink, the guest who was on Joe Rogan, he was on Joe Rogan's podcast just a few weeks ago. You know Jocko. I get to interview him today for a podcast.
That's so nuts.
I haven't ever been this excited to have a guest. And so it's Jocko Tuesday. If you have some questions you want me to ask him, feel free to throw them in the chat, and I'll see if I can get to him. I got him for 20 minutes. We'll see where that goes. I'm just so excited about that.
So good. Shout out to Joe Chura for putting together Refuel. They gave us the opportunity to be there, to shake hands with him, and then make all that
and
happen.
Make my pitch.
Really cool.
Make my pitch. So cool. I get so nervous. I'm like, I'm about to ask this person that gets asked all the time, how do I come across as credible? And he looks at me. Right. He's like, you got your stuff right now, right? And I got my backpack. I was like, I'm ready to roll. And he looks around. He's like, oh, I can't leave this spot. I do it right now. But he gives me an email of a guy on his team to email. I was like, now, when I email him, should I tell him that you told me to email him? He's like, yes, because I know how that goes. Just email this person, and then you kind of get lost in, you know, the gatekeepers do their job well. But here we are. It's happening today. So enough of that. You'll be seeing that come out. We'll have probably a little clip on the show, and we'll let you know how to see that when it's time. Let's read
it. Also yesterday, 75th episode for the Automotive Troublemaker.
I know.
Kind of a little bit of a milestone.
My gosh.
Absolutely crazy. Like, we just fly in 5 days a week. And just kind of a shout out. Thanks for the people that have been with us along the journey. But little bitty milestone.
Just the beginning. Yeah, we're going to be at 750 before you know it.
Wow.
We are going to be at 750 before you know it. So we're going to start today, or like continue today, with a post from Darren Doan. You know, he's like one of the troublemakers. Troublemaker, we'll call Darren. His post says 2022 has started, and it's clear who's out of the gate, guns blazing, and who's just decided to call in sick. This year will end a lot of people's careers. The government, illness, and fear have done what it's going to do. The savages got more savage, and the prey have rolled over. I've never witnessed this kind of energy in all my years of business. This is wild. Dang.
Yo. Like, he came strong with that end. My favorite part was just, I've never witnessed this kind of energy in all my years of business. This is wild. And you and I, we're experiencing that.
This is like, coming from someone who has recorded music videos and top tier commercials and traveled. I mean, this is a wild man. Let's just be honest. Yeah. Darren Doan is a wild man.
Yeah. And we're 11 days into the year, and he's saying it's coming at us like flying, like rapid fire. Let's go. I'm thinking back now, the last week of the year, and we're like, oh, everything's just, you know, year in review. Where's the news? And then it was like January 1.
Woo! We got in, and we're like, this is going to be a lot crazier than we thought. Right.
January 3rd on, it was already Monday, January 3rd. And we were like, oh, wow, here it comes. There it goes. Let's go.
So we're one week in. Let's talk about Clubhouse quick, because I want to get to your call yesterday. Yeah. Just so everybody knows, we are starting the Clubhouse rooms up again on January 31st. We have a refreshed lineup of rooms and a whole lot of new energy and information coming at you. So if you are missing the Clubhouse rooms, or if you've never been a part, sign up at asotu.com so you get the email, so you know exactly when it's going to be. You have a link to the room. And I just want to throw that out there. The Clubhouse rooms are starting back up, so we can kind of get in the mud and like get it done. All right, we have business things to talk about. Other business things. You had a phone call yesterday.
Definitely other business thing. Oh, such a good phone call. So, story goes back. We talked about this a little bit on the pod last week, but story goes back was some Auto Genius members had said like, hey, heads up, there were some changes with the way that your credit app page was happening with Ford websites. So I said, hey, to one of these members that kind of brought it up, can I post about it? So Jeff Revilla let me post about it, threw out a post about, hey, Ford Direct, Dealer Inspire websites might just want to check what's going on. What happens is all of a sudden the COO of Ford Direct gets wind of this issue, posts on the post and says, hey, let's talk. We chat, have a phone call. He says, I want to get in with the dealers. Like, that's our most important client. So we actually get on a call with a couple, with three or four people yesterday, plus nine people from Ford Direct, which here's the, like, just to preface this is Jeff Ravilla.
I'm just going to curate.
That guy's really smart.
I'm just going to curate comments as you're talking to try to distract you.
It's perfect. So what he does is the COO basically brings nine big heavy hitters to this call. And what I'm so impressed by is over the past 2 years, you know, if you follow me on LinkedIn, like, I'm not afraid to say things, not afraid to tag some people, not afraid to call out the junk that happens in automotive. And for the COO of the partner that manages everything from a third party perspective with tier three marketing directors, GMs, owners, dealer principals, comes out and says on this call, look, we've got one customer and that's dealers. So if they're not happy, ain't nobody happy. And they dug in. They said, look, this is a problem. We've got to fix it. Whether it was, and it was, they were really looking at, hey, it might be the actual website providers that aren't upholding agreements. And we've got to make sure that they're prepping us with the code. And so there's further discussions happening. They're digging in with these dealers to see exactly like timelines and dates to what happened to make sure it doesn't happen again. And we were all ridiculously encouraged on the call. Now, whether the outcomes happen as we expect them to. Yeah. I mean, this is the classic automotive story, right? But like Jeff just said in the comments, like, massive respect to those that were on the call and for requesting another call and going, hey, this is a problem that we've got to fix so that our dealers are notified of changes, that they have management and oversight of their website, that we know that what our providers are doing is in line with our SLAs, our agreements with them, and that we create the best consumer and dealer experience out of this. That's a big deal. That was completely unexpected, right?
And you said you're not willing to say
things.
So good
for the automotive industry, right?
You said you're always willing to say something, right, and put it out there. And I want to draw a very distinct line between intention of why you do that and what the intention is of that versus just wanting to roll people on social media, right? And just want to roll people because social media incentivizes us in a lot of the bad ways to say something inflammatory, right? Because it becomes pile on the rabbit, right? Everybody's, oh, it's fun, that, right? And then your likes, your views go up. But when you post something with the intent to saying, like, this is wrong, this needs to be fixed, and we should work together to fix it. And being willing to get in there and have the relationships and have the time or make the time to say, look, we're not trying to vilify anybody. We're trying to say, give you a chance to say, step up and like fix it. And the call was a great step, right? And that's what it takes. It takes the OEMs, it takes the dealers, it takes the industry partners to get together and say, how can we make this better for everyone? And
what's really cool about the post was two dealers, like, hey, just check it out. You know, like, it may have been a missite, but you're going to want to check your process. And for Direct to be like, hey, we want to be a part of making sure this doesn't happen again. That's the type of troublemaking mentality that what we're trying to promote and what we want to bring to the industry is, like, that's what we want to see happen more and more often.
I think so. It's cool. Fair to say, that's what we are bringing to the industry.
Let's go.
It literally just happened yesterday. So good. We need more of you that are watching and listening. We need more of you to get involved in this same spirit, in the same mentality to say, how can we draw a bigger circle? We need to draw a massive circle around everyone in this industry, not us versus them, not them versus us, right? We need everybody involved so we can have these types of conversations, not so that, you know, we can make ourselves look better, but so we can actually fix things and move. And time will tell, right? History will always let us know if we did it well or if we didn't do it well. And Ford Direct, I think right now, has a massive opportunity to extend an olive branch and build some real trust and build some real synergy that, guess what? We can make it better for the consumer and they can buy more cars and enjoy it more. And we can fend off all the barbarians at the gate, not only fend them off, but we can go on the offensive. And it starts with a phone call like that. So, Kyle, we are doing it.
Let's
not
go.
What you want to do. You did it yesterday. All right, let's move on. Let's see. We got two more things to cover. We want to get the Steve Greenfield's 2022 predictions because some of them are fantastic, and I can't wait to talk about them. But first, we're gonna get a little.
Did I do that?
All right, whenever I trigger that, it means Kyle's about to say something that some of us, including me, won't fully understand. So I'll help to be the translator. Go.
There we go. So, yeah. So if you know, like Paul and I work with some dealers and just helping them with their marketing and training up that persona from with Contagious. And we get to see into some Google Analytics accounts. And we noticed that just a few days ago, any of our clients with Car Now dramatically changed the actual events that we're firing, which the tell was all of the goals in Google Analytics. So the conversion goals that were set up around Car Now basically went to zero over a 4-day timeline, which means there was probably a rollout across the dealers. And so these event fields, the categories and actions actually changed, making the goals shift. Now, the reason why we want to bring this up is one, because we've kind of like been already talking with Car Now to make sure that they can support the dealers in shifting this and making sure and getting the right goals to Google Ads and getting the right goals so that they can measure, you know, what's going on from an acquisition perspective. But also just to, if you are a Car Now customer and you've got your goals set up, good idea to get with your agency, get with your marketing director, and just go and make sure and dive in and see if your goals are still set up the way that you want them to, so you can track your month in January, get things to ads, get the right conversion sets set up so that you're dialed in heading into Q1. You would hate to miss more than a few days on goals and events with Car Now.
There you go. I like that. We got to cut that out and actually push that out because it's like a public service announcement. It's a little PSA.
PSA, Car Now relationship. Shout out to Tim Cox, doing great things for the industry. And here's the thing. I really actually like the new event setup. It's much more granular and allows dealers to really dive into what's happening from like each step. So kudos to Car Now. I just got to get it ready for all those dealers out there.
Speaking of getting things ready for the future. Stop.
Segway. Time.
Yeah, to get a Brian Ortega
I had to do one. Thank you, Brian Ortega, again for the winning submission to the Segway song and energy. All right, Steve Greenfield released his 2022 predictions, and we certainly don't have time to go through all of them. I'll peruse them, Kyle, and you can just stop me and if you want to. So prediction one, Lithia becomes largest dealership in the U.S., changes name to Driveway.com.
Absolutely happening without a doubt. They put driveway.com on Amazon boxes. It's coming.
I'm surprised that more people don't understand driveway.com. I was talking to some people who in the industry who were with large publics who are like, we're like, oh, is that really the best plan? Like, oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. Yeah. They're killing it. They're leaning in. They understand it. So Steve, we're going to double down on that prediction. Prediction 2 year, the connected car. This will be the year when we see evidence of true value being delivered by the connected car. Hey, with everything coming off the line with a 5G chip, right? If you have kids, you understand the value of having a connected car, and not just for internet access, but subscription services, turning things on and on. You know what? It's so cold today. It's like -1 outside. I might actually just suck it up and buy the stupid Kia subscription so I can start my car from my office. All right, we only have another minute. We'll do two more, and then
I'm gonna thumbs up that one. Thumbs up it.
All right, thumbs up from Kyle. Prediction 3: widespread commercial autonomy on the street. Commercial vehicles and off-road equipment, not passenger vehicles, are the logical starting point for implementing higher levels of autonomy. I think a lot of this is already going on in farm equipment. Oh, he's saying thumbs up. Oh, we need
thumbs down for 2022. I think it's 2023. Because departments of transportation will not be quick enough to catch up.
Not because the technology is there, but because the regulation isn't there. I like that.
Yes.
Here, I got to read this one because it's wild. And we're going to close on this. Where is it at? Dealers awarded points, like a point, like a store point, for vertical takeoff and landing, or a VTOL. First I've heard that. For a vertical takeoff and landing vehicle, 2021 saw tremendous interest and momentum for EV VTOL vehicles. SPAC fueled IPOs in several companies. Honda, Toyota, and Hyundai all announced that. So on the ground infrastructure, VertiPoints, and chargers. He's saying
thumbs up.
His bet is that automakers lean on their existing dealer networks as their distribution channel. Kyle, give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up because dealers, OEMs love remodels to happen because it forces dealers to pay in and get online with brands. So they will incentivize remodels or rebuilds with VTOL.
Listen, I have no idea how we got to this point because I haven't seen a single one. I haven't heard a single thing, but I mentioned to my wife. I'm like, hey, did you know, there's so many things. Like, you need a license to fly a drone commercially. They're going to have to be autonomous. Like, they're not putting a flying aircraft in the hands of the person, right? Because let's be honest, the people who are the first ones to do that are probably the ones you don't want in the air with one.
Well, it could be taxi driver style, right? It could be taxi driver style, which is what some people have raised as an option.
I've seen a lot of the concepts I have seen at this point only have two seats.
Oh, really?
Right? Small footprint. Sweet. I mean, how small it could actually be and fly is pretty remarkable, but which is even more terrifying. You get in a vehicle, letting it seal up, and then it's just flying in the air. Like, this isn't Disney World. Like, there's no rail. Like, I don't know. But either way, hey, OEMs are going to be the first. I think it'd be amazing if they send it to the dealer network. I think it'd be great. And look, I don't know. Maybe anybody with a lot of roof space is going to find a good use for it pretty soon. I land in a bunch of these VTOLs on there. So there you go. That's our best effort for Tuesday to get it all in. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for paying attention. Please share this out. I'm trying to get more people at the table so that we can be more trouble because the savages are getting more savage.